That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
Wrong bet.
Thank you guys for checking out What's Up, Bro. I'm Barry Sines, and with me is Mike Mercadal.
What's up, bro?
And we have back for the first time, the second time around, Frank M. Rodriguez.
What's up, y'all?
Did you do that thing again? You did the same voice, the same boyfriend again.
I practiced that thing. I practiced.
He went into the guy talking to a girl, but like with his boys, he's like,
no, 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 no. You said you fucker right now. You said you were fucker.
Within 10 minutes.
Oh, shit, you alive. You alive, motherfucker.
Oh, shit, I'm getting a phone call.
Within
hey, 10. Baby, how you doing?
Within 10 minutes, my voice will be about 3 octaves above it.
Let's give our listeners some time to Google the word octaves and let them figure out what the fuck that means.
It's
going to go up high and stuff.
Yeah, and the pitch will be higher than it is.
All right, so we're moving on.
There, he's checked out already. He's like,
music again, son of a bitch, you guys. Yeah. Frank, you were here a couple of weeks ago and you recorded, and we recorded a great episode that no one would ever get to hear because
lost in the ether.
It was lost in the space that is.
It is now a ghost in the machine.
Yes,
because of a Chinese USB. Jump drive.
Well, in all fairness, it's probably Taiwanese.
You know what? I don't believe it to be.
Is Taiwan a country? Is that a country?
Taiwan?
Is that a country or a city?
It's an island.
If somebody said, if somebody told me right now, somebody goes, you know, Taiwan's a city in China, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I wouldn't even correct them.
Like,
I wouldn't
be like, next podcast is all going to be corrections for this one.
So, but you came on the podcast. We had a great episode. Nobody ever heard it. Because Mike's USB drive crapped out, and here you are back again. So
yes, sir. Well, at least this time I know what to expect.
Yes, yes. So put your pants on now.
The nudity last time was just really threw me off.
What's going on here? Why is everybody touching my feet under the table? What's going on?
Oh, hold on, I'm getting a phone call.
Wouldn't it be random? How weird would that be if you're taking the middle of talking to a bar guy and I just under the table just reach under and just grab your leg? You'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, what's going on?
This is theater of the mind. You can actually do it. Just no one will know.
I'm gifted at reacting to awkward situations. I love awkward, actually.
Really, do you?
Have you ever had a strange way, yes.
Have you ever had like awkward moments on stage when you're performing?
Dude,
millions. Give me one.
One time, there used to be this club on Washington, down on South Beach, that was called Roses Bar and Lounge. Yeah, and it was like 3 or 4 doors away from Jazz It.
Oh, okay.
And and we were playing.
I don't know what he's talking about.
We were playing either there.
Clearly.
I can't remember now. It was either there or this other place.
It's not pertinent to the story. Let's move on.
Anyway, I'm sitting up there playing, and like the usual stuff is happening. Like people are sending shots up to the stage for the band and whatever. And I had noticed that there was this skinny queen in the crowd. Yep. Little black dude that looked, I swear to God, looked like the one from Revenge of the Nerds. And he was going crazy.
He looked like Lamar.
Lamar. This guy was going nuts, man. And I kept on purpose avoiding eye contact with him because
going nuts as in like loving your shit or
yeah.
He was
but he was trying to get my attention.
Did you have your long flowing hair back then?
No, by that time I had already started shaving my head,
right?
And stuff,
right.
But
because Mike thinks I'm joking around.
No, dude, he had hair down to my waist.
Long flowing.
Why would I assume you're joking about that?
Because you were laughing. Like, there's a dick.
Like, you were making a ball joke.
Making a ball joke. I was saying because maybe this guy, this queen, as Frank said, put it, liked him with it. When he had long flowing hair, I would have fucked him. I'm telling you that right now, he was sexy. I'm not saying you're not sexy now. I'm just saying bald's not my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, if you guys want to be
I can't bang you bald and pretend it's a man and pretend it's a woman. what I'm saying? When you had long flowing hair, you grab the back of your head and just,
I understand.
For the record, I can leave. Frank and Robbie. I'm gonna leave.
No, please don't.
I think you need to be alone. I think. This sounds so, like some you need to explore some of those deeper corners of your mind.
So anyway, so this guy's in the crowd freaking out, right? And I keep trying to avoid looking in that direction because
the second you make eye contact, you're going to love him. And
no, because I keep wanting to laugh hysterically, and I'm singing.
Oh, right.
It's hard enough singing and playing guitar at the same time, but then having to concentrate on not laughing when this is going on. And, dude, that guy grabbed a chair from the bar, pulled it up right smack in front of my mic stand, in front of the stage. Stands up on it and like with shirt open and stuff, and is just Ricky Martining the hell out of me.
In my clap face. Your hands,
everybody!
Everybody, clap your hands.
That was pretty awkward.
Land, and
yeah, it was pretty awkward.
Yeah, oh, no one knows the rest of it.
Sorry,
I thought you were gonna.
Oh, make a move.
I'm reliving trauma.
Yeah, I know. He's like delving into some deep.
Making fun of him. But you see, as a musician, it's always real cool because you guys can stop in the middle of a song and talk. And like I've seen people do that where they stop and they're like, this guy's over here going crazy, man. You're enjoying the hell out of this song, man. And then you continue playing the fucking song.
I usually see that after a song or like during a break where like the
as
there's
long
like
as
a
the
jam
band
or something.
Playing behind you can get away.
Yeah.
You can get away with it. Like musicians, and there's a John Heffron does a great joke about that he wishes comedians could do what musicians do when they're like, I wrote this joke back in 78. I was thinking about, you know what I mean? Like, it's just musicians be like, I wrote this song. Like, that, there's no they don't have to come
there's
up with
no storytellers.
Yeah, there's no
comedy.
Segue.
They're like, well, that song's over. Here's another song.
Yeah, that song's over. And here we go. Like, you can't do that as a comedian.
You don't even have to
like,
say
that
anything.
Joke is done.
Your joke is the story behind the story.
Exactly. But you're like, we have to find ways of like putting it together and like intertwining it. And like, I wrote this joke back in 94. Here it goes.
Yeah.
Like, we can't do that shit.
And then you take a swig from, like, a fine scotch.
So what happened?
Nothing. That was just it. I mean, like everybody was busted out laughing. I was a good sport about it. I don't care. I mean,
No. But, like, did you break? Like, were you trying to? At that point, was that too much for you? And you just
yes,
broke
I busted out laughing on the mic really hard. But everybody knew what was going on, and it went well, you know. But there's...
That's like a heckle, kind of.
No,
I mean the guy was
getting heckled.
Really?
Oh man! And see, sometimes when I watch you guys and you guys react a certain way, I envy you so much because you guys are like pow! You just snap around, and your reaction time is really good. For me, it's one time we got heckled. My band, I got heckled at. Tobacco Road during our CD release party.
Wow, that's rough.
And like we used to start our shows by we would pick like a really old jazz piece or something, and in a rock band setting with a trombone player, we would play one of these songs just to warm up and get loose, and then we would start playing our catalog. And so we started out playing this Miles Davis tune, and it was going really well, and we had to play inside. On the like right outside the kitchen because it started raining outside.
But yeah,
and this guy was like standing right next to us, and I hear this guy go, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know you can play. Now play some music or something like that."
Like he
completely
just
shooting down Miles Davis, completely shooting down the art behind what we were doing.
And he just took a shit on you. And then how did you respond to
it? We just kept playing. I just kept playing.
You just kept playing.
Yeah.
I guess that's harder. Because if someone interrupts a joke, like, well, you were saying, if the crowd, like at the living room show, you have to address it. You have to. You can't ignore.
I really don't address much. Well, whatever. We've talked about this before 1,000 times in the podcast, but I don't address unless it's disrupting the show. Yeah. But like if I'm still at the point where I'm in the middle of a bit, and I hear somebody talking in the back. First of all, most people don't even talk to me while I'm on stage. They may speak to each other loudly, but they're not speaking to me.
Right.
And my whole thing is make them laugh. They can't laugh and talk at the same time. That's all my mentality. But there's been occasions where somebody will talk to me, and if I could get away with ignoring them, I do. If not, I'll break and be like, "What what's going on, what's happening. And usually when you put someone on the spot, they
music is kind of tricky with that. Like people talking, like at first I used to like, my feelings were hurt at first.
Because sometimes
you look up and it's your friends that are back there.
Oh no, you're not
those, yeah, those are, yeah, those are, yeah, those are always the worst people.
And,
I've had to text people that you and I both know, Frank.
Yeah.
I've had to text people while I get off stage to tell their friends, like, hey, you and your friends really need to shut up. You're about to get kicked out. Like,
wow.
Like the people that I've let into the club that got in free pass type of deal. Like, they sat down and they had premier seating because they were friends of mine. Or one person was a friend of mine and then their friends are, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
We've been on cruises with this person.
Yeah.
That decided to wake up late on her last cruise. But whatever.
That got inside real quick.
Real quick.
But yeah, it's like, it took me a while in the beginning to get used to that. And I learned another trick, which is just turn down the volume really, really low.
Really? When
people start talking.
That's.
Because all of a sudden.
I saw that in Ray.
They all start looking at each other and going, what the hell's going on? And all of a sudden, you've got everyone's attention.
When the music goes down?
Yeah. Because you got to pay attention more. They gotta listen. They have to make an effort.
And they feel stupid because now they're talking louder than the person that's playing up on stage.
Now, see,
you never saw Ray?
I don't remember that part of Ray, but
when he turned on the lights and people got quiet just out of. All they did was turn on the lights. Ray didn't know this.
No, he wouldn't have been able to observe that.
He got the lights turned on a long time ago.
As a child.
You know, it's funny because I saw an interview with Jamie
Foxx.
I was just going to say Jamie, but Jamie Foxx, we're on a first name basis. Where he was like, Ray was able to see the movie before he passed. He was able to see the movie in his special way. And I was like, so he was able to hear the movie.
Yeah. He heard
you. Just say the shit.
Did they make him a Braille version?
Yeah, I don't know that he was able to see the movie in a special way. And his own, and people were like, oh, okay. People were like, so like, oh my God, it's beautiful. He just heard it. So you can't just say he was able to hear the movie before he died. You can't fucking say that.
He observed the
movie. Was Jamie Foxx sitting in the theater next to him with his hand on his face?
Yeah, like, on his face. Like, and this is what's happening now.
Yeah.
This is. Did you ever see the episode of Family Guy last season where Brian dates a blind chick?
No.
And she goes, oh, I love going to the movies. Blind people go to the movies all the time, too. It's like they paint the pictures in her mind, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they do a cutscene. She's like, oh, like Titanic. That was one of my favorite movies. They do a cutscene where there's literally...
A cutscene in Family?
There's literally a fat... It looks like the Burger King King, like the mascot. Remember the old man? Yeah. But in fact, it's not like that. He's actually a human being, but he's dressed in that same old school king attire. And he's sitting on top of the planet Earth. And he's saying, I'm the king of the world! Like, I love that movie. And we're like, oh, that's so fucked up. So fucked up. It's phenomenal. And people Google that shit now. Family Guy, blind.
Whatever.
You can say it. I don't even know.
That's but really
it's great. So you do music. You're a musician. You have a CD that's about to be released, right? When are you releasing the CD?
I'm hoping for the end of this month,
month being October, so early November.
Yeah.
All right,
that's when it drops.
That's when it drops.
That's what you gotta say.
And if you're listening to this,
the album drops.
Now you gotta make sure to you're gonna have it on iTunes, right?
Absolutely.
You're gonna have it on iTunes. Make sure you guys get a copy of it on iTunes. Support, especially if you're from South Florida, support your local artists. And if you're listening to this after the original airing, if you're just catching up on episodes, make sure you guys check out iTunes immediately and check out.
Well, don't
Frank M. Rodriguez.
Someone posted up on Facebook that when you go to see a comedy show or go, like, they're always like, oh, support local talent, support local talent. It's like, not just that, it's good. Like, I respect stuff just because something, like, people don't give enough credit to the stuff that's around them a lot of time, but that shit's
killer talent.
There's amazing talent. Not what I was thinking, all right.
I love Pitbull. I don't care.
I'm very agreeable today, man. I'm very agreeable.
You went to Disney World.
Yeah. I went to Halloween Horror Nights and
then you went to
Epcot. We went to Epcot, Food and Wine
Festival. You went to Epcot.
Yes,
I've seen it all.
I saw it on Instagram.
I seen your post get drunker and drunker.
My post got real drunk.
And then you was eating ice cream stuff.
I was in fact eating ice cream stuff.
Those are my favorite.
I'm gonna tell you right now, that trip was more expensive than I planned on it. It caught up with me.
Every year, you have a girlfriend to have to spend money on that.
Thank the Lord.
You don't believe him.
That's right. I forgot. I don't believe.
I forgot. I don't believe in the Lord. Yeah, I forgot. I'm a starch atheist. I forgot about that.
Wait, I wonder what secular gospel music sounds like. That's like a gospel song written to like blues. Yeah, probably.
That's but all like the blues is.
A gospel song written to, no, but like for like science, like a gospel song instead of to the Lord to like Stephen Hawking or.
Oh, dude.
Like Einstein.
I'm totally going to write that.
Yeah. Didn't he do a religion kind of sort of too, Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking?
No, not Stephen Hawking. I'm confusing him for the other guy from Battlefield Earth. Was it Battlefield?
L. Ron Hubbard?
There you go. I was confused. I'm sorry.
You mean the Scientology guy?
Whatever.
The guy who created Scientology?
I'm sorry. Science. Religion. I'm sorry, right? I apologize. I got my geniuses fucking fused. Sorry, yeah, jeez.
No. L. Ron Hubbard wrote science fiction and was like, I want a religion after me.
And then he kept on writing science fiction. I think that was the whole point of what he did.
I would love to see, like...
It was misinterpreted very badly.
Yeah, I would love to see, like, L. Ron Hubbard, like, no, this was a script for a movie that I was trying to get made. This is
it
not...
It would be phenomenal. Be like, they didn't have any sarcastic font. Yeah. I didn't know how to write sarcastic font. This is the whole thing was a fucking joke.
The whole movie was a big sarcasm thing.
Seriously. There's a hashtag just fucking. Mm. Just fucking around.
Did you get him?
Hashtag just eating shit.
I almost spit all over this microphone.
Let's calm down with this Scientology. I didn't know. There was a couple people that I didn't know. Joaquin Phoenix apparently is a...
The one that I always thought was the funniest one was Isaac Hayes. Isaac Hayes was a Scientologist.
Singing my balls.
Yeah, and he got pissed at South Park, and they took all of his lines and they made it seem like Chef was molesting kids.
That was awesome.
It was great. It was like I just thought that was the best thing.
I just think it's funny that it must be really easy to believe in Planet Xenu when you've got all that money.
Yeah. You can believe whatever the fuck you want if you got a lot of money.
I was actually making that statement to them. Like, there's no broke Scientologists because you have to pay like thousands of dollars to get your oral checked or whatever.
And to get from one level to the next,
exactly.
You have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars.
People around me, people didn't know. Like, I was talking to friends of mine today, and they are like, "What?" You said, "I'm like, no, I'm serious. It's like tens of thousands of dollars."
They check to see how your midichlorians are.
Yeah, your midichlorians. Your midichlorians is another word for FICA. And that's all they're checking is your fucking credit status. A50, this motherfucker is your medichlorian is
when they're checking your aura, they're checking your bank account.
They're getting your fingerprints off the machine and then scanning it through some computer and they're like, oh shit, this guy's got a money market with $16 million. Get that motherfucker now.
401k, holy shit, we gotta work this.
Get this guy. Get him. What does he want? What does he want?
We gotta clean your aura. We gotta clean your aura and stuff.
It's like that's how rich they are. They just build a custom religion around themselves. Like, I'm not happy with these other religions. I want mine with a spoiler and decals. And I want 20-inch rims on my religion. That's what I want.
Welcome. That's right. And I started talking about that today. Like, they never have one of those centers. What are they called?
It's something like Christian Science, but it's like a center
where they first get you to take a test.
It's like a recruitment.
I've seen them at street festivals and stuff like that. You'll see a little table, and somebody sitting there with some stupid little machine and a sign that says something about personality test.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly. Yeah, yeah, in Tampa, right by the Tampa Improv, in that same street, that one street that things happen in Tampa.
Because the rest of it is shit.
But that one street, what's it called? Ybor Street?
Whatever. Yeah, Ybor City.
Ybor City.
Ybor City. That it's a street. Let's be real.
Yeah.
So Ybor Street, they have a building. Like, they have a building that does the same thing. Take your personality, whatever. And then I didn't know that that's what it was. And as I'm walking to one of the local comics, like, yeah, that's a Scientology building. I'm like, oh shit, I'm here. And it's in the best part of Tampa, the only place something happens in. Then I noticed they don't have those like in Sweetwater. And they don't have those in Hialeah. Yeah.
They don't have them in the rough areas.
They don't have them in Liberty City.
The day you see the day I will respect Scientology is the day they open an office in Overtown.
But you wouldn't respect it because it's a religious period. Beans,
so. No, but like,
even if it's based on,
I admire their effort. No, it's not.
It's a name.
No, but that's not real. It's science fiction.
The guy was a science fiction author.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do the people that follow this religion not realize that is the joke right there?
One of my favorite scenes is Tom Cruise actually saluted a giant framed, I don't know if it's a painting or a picture of the guy, and he saluted
LRH,
like,
man.
Like literally saluted him as if he was in the military, and I was like, what are you,
they're
rich.
Just talking about
Tom Cruise makes me uncomfortable.
I love Tom Cruise, I really do, and Top Gun.
Yeah, no,
I loved him and everything. We talked about this before. He I don't think he has bad movies, man.
I haven't really seen a bad. Yeah, even Night and Day was fun.
I think the worst movie that he's done, honestly, most likely will probably be Mission Impossible 2.
Mission Impossible.
It didn't turn off. It just went to sleep a little bit.
Okay, but
it
still works.
Wait, which one's Mission Impossible 2? The John Woo one. Yeah, I didn't like that one.
I liked it at that time. But I know I watch it now, especially after part 3 and 4.
This is
a piece of shit right here. hey, Jawoo.
That'll be an old
Jawoo, have you seen part 4? Did you see part 4? That's how you make a fucking Mission Impossible movie, buddy. When the guy's out the fucking skyscraper.
You needed Ghost Protocol on your shit.
I love John Woo's movie. His Hong Kong stuff was unbelievable.
Well, yeah, before he went Hollywood.
Well,
like,
I like Hard Target, but that's...
I like Face Off.
Face Off was great.
You know what the problem I have with Face Off? We talk about this a lot, suspension of disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one moment where Nicolas Cage, which is actually John Travolta, but he's in Nicolas Cage's body, right? I'm already believing this. This is another part that bothers me, right? So he is in the prison. He's in the mysterious prison, and he fights his way up, right?
He ass kicks his way out of the jail.
Out of jail, that has magnetized boots to keep you to the fucking metal floor.
Right. Flip a switch.
Flip a switch and you're stuck. So he somehow gets through all of this, right? And this is still all plausible to me. Kicks his ass, starts a riot, the whole nine yards, gets up, gets out. Right, opens the top floor door, and he realizes, he looks around, he is literally in the middle of a body of water.
We're assuming
it's ocean.
It's like an oil rig.
It looks like an oil rig. We're assuming it's an ocean because they zoom out in that huge like helicopter shot where you don't see any land.
Right.
For what looks like to be miles upon miles.
The water
miles.
World shot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huge. Right, and he's like, oh, and then Nicolas Cage or John Travolta as Nicolas Cage, and whatever you want to say, very metal. He now looks around as if to say, oh my God, I've been defeated. There's no way out of this. Cut to next scene.
L. Ron Hubbard comes down and grabs him.
No. Cut to, that would have been more plausible than what fucking actually happened in the movie. Cut to the next scene. He's in L.A. hiding in the medical facilities that did the operation that took his face off. And I'm like, what?
Right after that, he jumps a shark and ends up in L.A.
He jumps on top of... He rides the shark.
He rides the shark for the next five seasons.
He lands on... He's like jumping through the air. The shark catches him and then they take off. He surfs the shark.
Sometimes I think they're just like, yeah, we don't have enough budget to make the story cohesive. Just go with...
Yeah, speaking of stories not being cohesive,
I believe it.
I went to Disney over the weekend. Speaking of non-cohesive stories. No, so I went and that shit
was... that Mary Poppins that you had?
Yeah, I was totally...
That was hilarious.
Dude, I...
She looked kind of fat in those pictures, though.
No.
She looked kind of hefty.
But she's wearing a big dress. For the record...
You don't got to defend.
I was hitting... Bro,
it's fictitious.
For the record, Mike just modeled
That's a real woman. That's a real woman. That's actually... So she... I
It's an animatronic.
I see.
Come on, dude.
I
you see the line. Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
Four score and seven.
Yeah. Disney has perfected Android technology, but they're only using it for the people that for Mary Poppins, and if you're lucky, Aladdin or somebody. What the fuck? But yes, yeah, so Mary Poppins was there, and we were. Bro, I was already pretty drunk.
Riff Raff.
But yes, I made her break character.
No, yeah. Really? That's a pretty impressive.
Were you throwing that much game that you were like? I did.
Look, I want to go down on you if you don't break character.
No.
Look, I want to.
She's like, all right.
I want to lift your skirt up and finger blast you. Like, get the fuck away from me. Like, yeah. Oh, Mary Poppins broke character. Like, you
practically perfect in every way. I think not, bitch. I think not.
Because you would love a finger blasting.
No, she was. Here's the thing. I realized
the romantic,
the romantic finger banging, not a finger blasting.
I have to give you background music.
Yeah. No, but I was. We got in line for the. signing, and when it was finally my turn, I decided to step up, and throw some game at Mary Poppins. Unfortunately. Don't laugh. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
So I got up there, and actually, what I did was I did the whole shy thing, like the my name is.
Saw your gay photo.
Yeah. But I mean, gay photos. I'm
you
talking
look
to a woman.
Pretty.
Yeah. I was drunk.
I get the character.
But I was doing the thing, and then so she was like, "Oh my!" And because I realized the reason she broke character is because. In the picture, I'm way bigger. I'm so much bigger than her. Like
the fact that it took a picture for you to realize
it. I didn't realize.
The fact that you were looking down upon
his
this woman.
His perceptions were a bit skewed.
Yeah. I was also drunk.
He dated a fucking chick that was like 6 feet tall. And he's like, I don't know, 5'4", 5'5". Like, yeah, no fucking idea. I'm like, Michael, her legs are taller than my fucking head.
This is crazy.
Like, they're all shorter
it's
than me.
It's awkward when she walks in the door and clutches in my face.
She has to duck her fucking head. She has to lower her head every time she walks into the room. And he's like, I don't know. She's shorter than me. So yeah. I don't. That's his excuse. Like,
everyone's shorter than me. I don't know how tall they are. But what the reality is that I looked in the pictures and
that's
I was like,
a big
she was scary. Fuck. That's funny. But so Mary Poppins, I went down to kiss her hand and she goes, whoa. Without the accent. So I got like a big jolt out of that. I put my arm around her. I'm like, hey, take the picture. All right. Okay. And then I left. But that was like, I realized
did
that
you,
I
did you get really awkwardly creepy, nervous like you did when
you were
porn stars?
Yes. But I had purpose this time.
What happened?
I went to the porn convention.
I scared the shit out of a porn star.
We had.
He met Ron Jeremy.
No, but we did. Actually, we saw him. And it was
a very horrendous
sight.
It's horrendous.
It was very like watching a fallen hero.
Yeah.
Except he wasn't a hero.
Yeah.
So, like, you ever see that bum off the street and then you meet him and you go, wow, this bum is not the kind of guy.
He looks like he smells.
No, yeah, but then you go,
he looks like a worse bum than
I
thought
exactly.
He was.
Exactly.
He's like a real bum.
You ever see a bum on the street and you're like, I bet you he's like very interesting and you get to talk to him and get to know him. And then you meet him and you go,
like,
what an asshole.
Who's that dude?
What an asshole.
You're homeless and an asshole. You're fucked.
Yeah, there's a reason why you're homeless, buddy. Yeah.
Who's this guy over there picking through? Holy shit, that's Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. The only person that looked worse than Ron Jeremy that day was China. We saw her destroyed.
Yeah.
For real.
God.
We saw her. No,
she,
we saw
no,
her.
Not even that, bro.
Not even like.
She was drunk.
Yeah. No, well, let's say the word drunk.
She
well,
was
whatever.
She
no,
was chemically, heavily, yeah, chemically induced fuck up, you know, fucked up state. Like, she was destroyed.
Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, I would have banged her still, but
she's
still
an inspiration to me.
What ended up happening? They
took her out. They put her in a cabin and she went to the hospital.
That's right. Yeah.
How does he know all this, dude?
Because it's called the internet.
Yeah, we talked about it. We were talking about it. I had forgotten.
So Mike was talking to one of the porn stars and we had, months earlier, we had done a Twitter porn draft with me and all my friends that we were doing a fantasy football
league.
But with porn stars that were on Twitter. So we were like, oh, in the fourth round, this guy selects whatever. Tara Patrick, whatever, you know, and we just went on and on for like eight.
And Mike was like, pterodactyls.
No, he went.
But yeah, that's why. Yeah.
He went.
I like that pterodactyl porn.
He went.
Call, motherfucker. Call.
I like it from the back.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. I want it, like, when I'm having sex with a pterodactyl, I want her to call like a bitch. I'm going to call.
Flap those wings, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just shaking my head going, what the fuck?
I'm just imagining.
Where did the word pterodactyl pump into
Because recently I was absolutely traumatized by something a friend of mine sent to me. There is a Land of the Lost porn movie. There's a pterodactyl
scene. Land of the Lost porn movie.
Yeah.
And that shitty ass TV show?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's a scene, a scene with pterodactyls. Flapping wings and everything.
And they're fucking?
Yep.
Is it CGI?
No.
It's people in costumes.
It's not.
It's people in costumes?
Yes.
That's disturbing. Hold on. We're going to take a break and Google this shit right now. Hold on. We have to watch this.
We'll be right after these. We're going to go ahead and put some of Frank's music.
Yeah, this is going to be...
Great segue to
actually, Frank, what song do you want to put on this part?
Actually, we can put the title track of the album.
And do you want to announce the title track?
Yes, because nobody
the title
knows
of the
it
album.
Yet.
Yes,
the title.
This is a Woo Bro exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yes. We can do it a little.
I'm reaching for the stars here.
Now, here's where you put in the breaking news.
Yeah.
It's going to be called Graceful Savage.
That's the name of the album.
Yes, sir.
And the title.
And this track.
And the track.
Yeah.
So, hence the title track.
Yes, sir.
I get that now.
That just all came together.
Yeah, it really did. I was like, wait, that's the name of the album.
You can hear the gears like clank.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like it's in the
gear. It's chugging.
Like,
it's chugging along.
You know how, like, when you put the car into, like, third without, like, it goes clank?
Yeah. No, because my car's automatic.
Well. Clearly somebody.
My air conditioning works. I don't have to borrow my ex-girlfriend's car.
Mine
see
works
how all
now.
That shit works. See,
it was momentary.
All I have to say is...
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, here's a clip of Graceful Savage as we watch Pterodactyl 4.
Swimming with jokers and thieves in your wishing well. The sky is always perfectly round, staring up out of a hole in the ground. But I can set you free and show you that you're made of stardust. You don't have to be the butterfly.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
What is that? What?
It's a baby pterodactyl.
Is he kicking it away with his leg?
Yeah. What the fuck? This is the zoom that shit in. Sure, why not?
You can
that's
see the whole cutout in the fucking costume.
With the Playtex? Was it Playtex?
No. The
latex is what I meant. I said Playtex.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, latex. I'm distracted by watching two pterodactyls ram bang a fucking chick.
What?
It's really disturbing.
That was the best.
It's really disturbing.
Start recording.
I don't understand. I don't.
Recording?
I don't know.
He had stopped.
Did we stop it?
No, I didn't. I don't. I'm sorry. I'm at a loss. I don't think I've ever watched porn and been confused at the same. Like I've never.
That is the weirdest thing I've.
That's the weirdest.
Not gross. There's grosser stuff. It's
no,
just
that's
weird.
Not gross. That's not gross.
That's just so weird.
It's not gross. It's hilarious. And confusing.
I know,
like
it's confusing. It's a thing. Confusing is the word. I'm really at a loss for words.
You know who looks really confused? The dudes in those costumes.
Yeah, they're like, what are we supposed to...
They're like, do we flap now?
Are we supposed to flap now?
Flapper.
You know, there's a director outside, off camera going, flap your fucking wings. Flap your wings. Oh.
Like right. A pterodactyl would. Flap like a pterodactyl. You guys are pterodactyls.
Flap like a pterodactyl as if the pterodactyls had penis.
God, this is so funny.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Welcome to my tragedy.
God, that's so... I really honestly don't think I've ever watched porn and been so confused. And
that is amazing.
I don't know what I'm more distraught at.
God,
that,
so
that what I just saw or the fact that I'm going to jerk off to it later.
Yeah.
That's a very weird thing.
You're already figuring out how you can construct the costumes.
All right. I guess.
Wow, dude.
All right. So I hope you enjoyed. That's funny because the name of the song is what?
Graceful Savages. And we're associating these two things now.
Yeah. So now every time I hear about Graceful Savage, I'm gonna think about the gracefulness of a pterodactyl plowing into this chick. This is,
or you can think of the pterodactyl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's totally what that is.
Peter Griffin writing a pterodactyl.
So, I think we just found the art cover for your pterodactyl banging the shit out of a chick. All right,
Frank's second album.
I don't even know where to go from here. You really fucked me up, Frank. I'm like, how did this even get started? What were we talking about? That is just, how off track have we been?
Mary Poppins.
I will tell you exactly. We're talking about the porn draft. How I scared the shit out of Riley Reid.
Around the porn actresses. He went up to him like, we had a porn draft and you were my pick and I picked you, whatever, blah, blah.
And the look on her face.
Me and my other friend just stood back and we were like, we couldn't hear anything of what he was saying, knew exactly what he said when he said it because the look on her face deteriorated from, hey, hi, I'm meeting a fan, I'm shaking your hand, you're going to pay me $5, we're going to take a picture, and the smile, it went from that smile to
creeper.
It very awkward. Riley Reid.
Yeah.
Oh, no idea.
But it was hilarious to watch women who have jizzed in their face. And this is the thing. Women who have experienced professionally men jizzing in their face, to see them
feel awkward.
Feel awkward as they're fully clothed, talking to another fully clothed man
in a public situation.
So and Mike was like, yeah,
I feel more proud of that
than I do a lot of other things. I scared the shit out of that girl. But I realize a lot of that, I forget how big I am sometimes, that it's like, hey, I'm a really big fan of it. They're like, it happens, man.
Did you see the comment that I left on your Instagram picture?
Yep.
That was pretty hilarious. Nobody commented on that. I was like, nobody?
Somebody else commented after you, and that was it. But we'll see how next week goes.
Because he puts,
I found the woman in my dreams.
I found the woman in my dreams, and I was like, yeah, maybe this week. Let's see how you feel about it next week.
Oh.
And nothing. Nobody ever. I'm like, nobody? No?
I don't know. I'm new to the Instagram world.
Yes, I could tell because you're posting 1,000 pictures a day. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker is new.
Yeah. I don't have it. Instagram. And I don't want.
No, I post.
I love Instagram. I just think Instagram is the one thing I'm trying to keep to myself for myself, as far as not for comedy related.
A personal thing.
Yeah, just a personal. But it's getting harder and harder because my Instagram is pretty rather easy. So. As far as my name, but it, you know, whatever.
But I'll tell you, I'll tell you what, the reason I posted a bunch of pictures is because I went on vacation too. Like, I went on a trip.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you do on vacation.
And you were drunk.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That is a weird thing that I didn't realize.
I noticed that the ratio started increasing as the day went on.
And then it died. My phone died in the middle of the park, and we lost our people, so we were struggling to find a place to charge. It.
That was like the perfect Instagram moment.
Like, oh my God.
No, I was busy. I was like,
Sepia.
Oh my God, the fireworks.
I was drunk mad at one point because the one thing I wanted to do at that fucking food and wine festival, the one thing was to go.
Mary Poppins.
You were pissed.
I wanted to have sex with Mary Poppins.
You were pissed they didn't have Captain EO anymore.
They fucking do. They brought Captain EO back.
Captain EO?
Captain EO, the Michael Jackson, Jim Henson thing where it's like 3D and Michael Jackson is like a bunch of dancers and then it's a sci-fi Star Wars Captain EO thing. Brother, this is
older than me.
It was in 1984, 85. Then.
No.
When
Michael
Jackson
started.
Was like at his peak.
The peak Michael Jackson, and then they made a 3D video of it, and you would go to Imagination in Epcot, and you could watch it. And
so Michael Jackson comes out of the screen and shit.
Yeah, like there's a bunch of Star Wars monsters. Out of the screen, yes,
just touch it,
I was as a child. Boy. I was. So I was part of some holographic lawsuit. But like they brought it back HD. They redid the 3D. Really? They brought it back. It's dope.
I had no idea.
And the Figment,
the hologram that did Tupac with.
Yeah. No, that would be dope if all of a sudden Michael Jackson pops out and starts dancing in front of you. I would watch that. I'd pay to see that. But that and also Imagination, the Figment ride. That's like my favorite thing from when I was a kid.
I remember Figment.
Yeah, the Imagination. The dragon thing. And then so I was like, hey,
they brought that back. Wasn't that now?
They changed it. It was something else, and then they changed it.
There was a, wasn't the, that in the Leech. It was a Lilo and Stitch ride, right? Wasn't that the Lilo and Stitch
ride? I don't know.
Yeah, the Imagination was a Lilo and Stitch that you used to shoot little things, the little.
That might not be that one, but they might have it somewhere else. But that was like the one thing I wanted to do was to go to Imagination Station. It closes earlier than the rest of it, so everybody's drunk and everybody. So I was, but there were like three girls and they're all walking slow as shit, and I'm just like, come on, man. And I didn't want to be that guy that's like, yo, get your shit, let's go. Like, I didn't want to be the one that, all right, I'm corralling everybody to get the fuck over there. But then when I get there, it's fucking closed. And then I had to like separate myself because I didn't. First of all, I got angry, and then I thought to myself, "Am I really getting angry at not seeing Mike a fucking animatronic a dragon?"
Mike had a tantrum at Epcot.
I did. I threw a little kid.
He was that kid in the corner.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy that was the adult and telling everybody to move on. I was like, I wanted to be that kid that got angry and upset. That's
No. I didn't. I literally was like, all right, you know, we can't do that. I'm gonna go. Let's go ride this other ride. And they were taking too slow again. So my friend Karen and I, we just went. And just wrote it and then lost them. Like, we were just like, we just dipped. Because I was, you know, like, I was the only thing I wanted to do, and I felt dismissed, and I thought that was not
good. I don't think I've heard somebody use the phrase, we dipped, to say we left in a long time.
Yep. I haven't used it in a while. I don't know why I did just then.
You flexed?
We flexed.
I hate that one. I've always hated that one.
Flex. Yeah. No, bounce? No, I haven't said that one in a while here.
You just said, let's dip.
Let's dip, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I haven't said that in a, I don't know why I just did, but we left the group.
I like the fact, I like looking at you going like, why did I just say that?
I don't know. Sometimes words are coming out right now.
Yeah. Let's go on to the old school picks.
Come back to Horror Nights, because Horror Nights was cool as shit too. Because Walking Dead is coming back, and I went to the Walking Dead haunted house that they had there.
And how was that?
It was fucking dope. I was imagining I was doing headshots to the to the zombies, and the fucking people were reacting to it. That's
amazing.
That was cool as shit. I was walking through again. I was with a bunch of girls. They were all behind me, basically just clinging onto me to like and slowly following me through the house
or pushing you through. And they're underneath your
shirt. I literally just wanted to hang out in the house, but they forced you to kind of keep walking because I wanted to take it all in. It looked really Have you ever been to Horror Nights?
Years ago.
But if you go, like, it's like incredibly detailed.
Not allowed to go anymore.
You're not allowed to go?
No.
Explain that.
It's called having a wife and her being too scared to go, so she would never allow me to just go.
What?
That sucks, dude. Yeah.
Oh,
God. She's afraid of the dark, Frank. I come home, my fucking house is lit up like Santa's Enchanted Forest. because she's like, I'm afraid of the dark. Like, it's fucking insane. So if that scares her in her own home, going to a haunted house called Halloween Horror Night, that's out of the question.
There were people there that should not have been there. There was a girl. I don't know how old she was because she had her head. She was like in the fetal position on her feet, like because there was a bunch of dudes.
My wife, what?
Huh? That would have been her.
Why was his wife in fetal position?
But I was walking through this haunted house, the Walking Dead, and a zombie would pop out. I got scared a bunch of times, for real. And then I would turn, and I would point, and they would see me do it, and I'd go, blam! And one guy just rocked his head back and fell to the ground, like, reacting to the shot. And I was like, fuck yes! I was worried. I was like, yo, that was the coolest. Like, I wanted to go up and, like, shake his hand. Like, I was like, oh, that was great!
Yeah, man.
And then I kept, I did that all the way through.
Shooting one time. And see the magic that it's caused now.
Well, I'd shoot the fuck out of a zombie.
Yeah, hey, let's go shooting again. You have your hookup, right? Oh, no.
No, I don't.
You broke up.
No, I did. Yeah. I did that. I did that for you. I'm not going to enable your new addiction.
It ain't right for you to keep calling him out on these things.
Dr. Phil, thank you.
Let's go.
Thank you for taking my side.
Talk about old school picks.
All right,
please.
Fine.
All right, so last week's old school picks.
Thank God I remembered mine.
You remembered yours? I don't remember which one I picked.
Turkey Fried.
Well, okay.
We
already
talked about it last podcast because we skipped over yours and we talked about your Kentucky Fried. So you got to pick another one.
Oh, you did another one after?
Yes. Yeah, we did.
And you didn't tell me?
We posted it on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Sorry to hurt your feet. I mean,
the songwriters never get any respect.
Last week, you had Bad Lieutenant, which I downloaded, but I haven't had a chance to see yet. Yeah, I have it here too.
Bad Lieutenant's phenomenal.
I gotta watch
the movie Bad Lieutenant.
Sounds familiar
with Harvey Keitel.
Yes.
Where he's not good at being a lieutenant.
No, he's not.
He's a police officer. That's
crooked. I had Galaxy Quest.
He squints a lot.
Did you see Galaxy Quest?
Did you ever see a movie with Tim Allen?
Tim Allen?
No.
Sigourney Weaver.
That's Sigourney Weaver. It's a really good movie. Actually.
Definitely didn't see it.
I love that movie. I watched it again.
Tim Allen gets a shitload of flack, but I don't think I've ever seen a bad movie that he was in.
I haven't really watched all of the Tim Allen catalog, but
I think you have.
You haven't watched the Santa Claus, dude?
I've seen the first one.
The movie was great. You haven't watched For Richer or Poorer?
Which one's that one?
With Christy Alley, that they go into an Amish.
I have seen that one. That was all right.
Go to the Amish place and she's fat and stuff.
She's not fat.
Or she wasn't that fat there. She
I don't know anything about her.
But yeah,
don't talk about Christiana. Don't you ever in your life talk about Christiana?
She was on Cheers. You look who's talking. Oh fuck, that was a good one.
All right, so and then our friend Jeff Quintana picked Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh my god.
Yeah. What one caught us both off guard.
It can't be a movie that's constantly playing on TV. And it has to be a movie.
Something that would have fallen out of the public consciousness. It's a reminder of great things.
Ninja Turtles movie doesn't count.
That counts. That's a good one.
The original one?
No.
But I mean, like,
just came out. Yeah, the fucking original. Well, what other movie? Which one is on public? Which one is the one that's constantly being played? None.
I'm trying to think if I saw.
I tried to convince myself.
That's another sequel that's better than the original. Return of the Ooze.
That one was better.
Totally better.
That one was better. Yeah.
So
you're going. With TMNT.
Since we're getting close to Halloween, I'm going to give you a horror one.
All right.
Phantasm.
Oh, with the floating ball that has spikes on it.
The weird little like troll things that run around.
And the creepy old dude.
Sounds familiar, but doesn't sound familiar.
They would play it on TV. It. That was one of those that they would show it on like the UHF channels, like the higher like 33 or 39 or whatever and they would edit out all of the gore, so it would literally cut away just a second before bad things would happen.
Yeah,
and then it was like face off. It would cut to something else entirely unrelated. Where you're like, how the fuck did you get there? Somebody's there, like they're just
like not even a speck of blood was dropped.
Yeah, like, they would have to edit it so specifically.
You know which was a good one as a kid, and now looking, I mean, if you see it now as an adult, I'm sure it's laughable. I'm sure you could laugh, but as a kid, I remember being scary. It was Critters.
Yeah. I remember being pretty scary.
And then they shoot little spikes.
No.
They would roll into the little ball.
It's basically hedgehogs.
Yeah.
It's like scary hedgehogs. Like somebody, some writer in Hollywood caught a pet hedgehog and like, you know what would be great?
Somebody's
sitting there. Evil.
Somebody's
he's
doing bong hits. He's like. Dude, scary hedgehogs. I got it.
One of those one of the executives goes, I'm listening.
Yeah, he's like, continue. I'm listening.
Continue.
Snorting a line of cocaine. And like, that's a great fucking idea. How much money do you need? $3 million. $6 million. Go. Yeah, fuck yeah.
We want to make the most realistic evil hedgehogs fucking ever, man.
Yeah.
Fucking do it.
I want them to be coming out of the screen at me. It's like, sir, calm down. Your nose is bleeding. I don't give a fuck. Somebody make Critters right now.
That's how they came up with the title. There's like these little what are hedgehogs? Like these little like animal, but it's like a little cute little critter.
That's it. Make it. Fucking make it right now. Go.
You want another hit, dude?
That was a good one. So what your old school pick is? Phantasm.
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 What's your old school pick, Michael?
Mine for this week. Shit, hold on. I forgot. I have the list here. Mine, this week, I'm going to go with, when you said Adventures in Babysitting, it reminded me of this movie, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Awesome. Great movie.
I love Christina Applegate and her starring role.
Man, you guys have seen a lot of freaking
movies. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is fucking great.
Well, I don't know about great.
I love it. School pick.
That's a good old school pick. We use the term great loosely in here.
Yeah, no, Mike does.
I do.
I think it's a great choice for an old school pick.
Right.
I don't think it's a great movie.
It is. It's cheesy now. Movie. Yeah, I've seen it recently.
I've seen it recently. Oh, it's fun. Maybe like 2 years ago. It was. I seen it. It was watchable. It was like, all right, fine. But great. I mean,
yeah. Where she gets, she tricks her way into getting the job in that company, and then she redefines the fashion industry for uniforms or some shit. I care. Yeah. It was such a weird premise.
Truck,
some random shit like that. And then my favorite, this is one line in that movie that I still quote like every time, where is when they're throwing the dishes off the roof and shooting them with a shotgun. He's like, it's like, why did you do the dishes? He's like, dishes, you're done, man. I still say that shit all the time.
To who?
Whoever's around.
Who the fuck did you say that?
I say Mary Poppins. I say it to Mary Poppins.
Blasting
Yeah.
This is a done, dude.
Chim chiminy, chim chim.
And she's like, whoa. She goes, whoa.
Step it down. Yeah.
All right. That's a good movie.
No, but I like that movie.
It's a fun movie. Yeah. It's a good movie. It's up there with the whole For Richard Poor Thing. It's one of those like,
it's entertaining. I watched entertaining. It. I did not feel I wasted my time.
So this Stargate is my pick.
Oh damn.
Stargate. It was gonna be my pick last week, but then you picked Galaxy Quest. I'm like, I'm not gonna make
that was too much science fiction.
That was that's a good one, dude.
Stargate. Wow. Saw it last week. Fucking great.
I'm trying to think if I've seen it recently.
I got it on Blu-ray.
But maybe it's because they had all the TV shows.
Yeah, they had 1,000 TV shows.
Yeah, like.
But here's the thing: I watched the movie. There's a couple of things that come, you know, when you're watching it. My wife had never seen it, and so one, it's very weird to see what's his name,
James Spader,
in that role because I'm an avid fan of The Office, and he was in Robert California, and I'm like. That's Robert California.
It's like he doesn't. He's different.
The office definitely ruins people for me too.
He watches
like when I see them.
He's in orgies and stuff on a pool.
Yeah.
That's Robert California. So every time the character in Stargate will say something smart, I'm like, shut up. That's Robert California. Me and my wife kept saying it. Bro, Robert California.
Yeah.
You.
Look at you flirting with that.
Look at you flirting with that alien type.
Yeah. Robert California.
But honestly, there's some of the special effects still hold up.
Yeah.
But some do not. Some of the special effects you go,
The stuff with the helmets. I remember the dog and the bird helmets, but the way that the actual helmets look, not when they're changing to and from.
When it changes to and from, you go,
You're like, way to go 20 years ago.
Doesn't it blow your mind, though, that the first time you see that, you're like, you know, when the movie comes out, you're amazed.
Yes, but here's the thing.
But then 10 years later, you're like, dude, that's so cheesy.
Yeah, but there's some things that don't, that still hold up. And I use this all the time. But Terminator 2, you watch that and go, that shit still holds up.
That's just so good.
And it's been 20 years.
Absolutely.
Like, that shit still holds up. Why is it that holds up? But other shit that's, I'm not lying to you, and you're going to make fun of me. Last night, two nights ago, my wife and I are flipping through the channels. And the only movie that's starting that still has like, you know, 90% of it to go is Titanic. And we're like, oh, okay, let's start watching Titanic. I haven't seen this movie since it came out in the movie theater, right?
Did you see the king on the earth?
Yeah, and the king sitting on top of the earth. And he's like, I'm the king of the world. But there's very simple scenes. Like, she's about to commit suicide or she's attempting to commit suicide. And they're him and her are talking. And they're looking upon the night sky.
Right.
A fucking simple scene, man. It's not like it's... looks faker than shit. You go, oh my god, that sky looks fucking awful.
Yeah.
It looks awful. It looks, I mean, those cheesy local pizza places that have those commercials, like, come and check out our world famous pizza, and they have the fucking the Leaning Tower of Pisa behind them, looks more real than the fucking sky in a James Cameron Academy Award winning movie.
Yeah. Now,
and you go, wait, that movie was what, 15 years ago?
As
10 years ago? Yeah. How long ago was that movie?
Oh, man.
As epilogue to that story.
25 years ago, Terminator 2 comes out. Still, I'm like, holy shit, that guy just changed fucking forms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a woman that stabbed the guy through the milk carton into the head.
His hand is really a fucking knife.
Yeah.
Like, you really go, his hand, no, for real. His hand
He made the hook things that he stabbed it into the back of the car.
That's real. Really, you know, that's real, right? That really happened.
Yeah. But, Moral of the story, if you're watching the original version, like, they re-released it just recently. There was a when the movie came out, this guy named Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's a
he's an
astrophysicist, but he's like on the radio. Like he's one of these super smart guys that happens to be like you can really listen to him talk.
Yeah,
he's not he doesn't lose you. He explains it really well. So he's a super smart guy.
He talks dumb.
He
explains it.
He dumbs things down. Yeah, he dumbs it down for the lesser. But. What he did, he got super
pissed.
Why are
you insulting the 14 people that listen to this?
Some of them may love Neil deGrasse Tyson. You do. I love that guy.
47% of the people that listen to this are going to be offended by what
they're going to see. Yeah.
At least almost 12.
That's
it's almost 12 people for those of you counting at home.
But he wrote a letter because he's the head of the Hayden Planetarium in New York and in the Museum of Natural History. And he writes this fucking angry-ass letter to James Cameron where James Cameron touted this movie as being accurate. Like, yeah, they knew what dinner they served on the Titanic, what kind of plates they used and shit. And then he's like, but they fucked up the sky. The sky is actually inaccurate. They're like, we know when that shit went down. Like, you know exactly. Like, scientists know exactly what the sky looked like. All you have to do is just look. And make the sky look like that.
The stars were in the wrong hemisphere.
Yeah, like, and they just kind of cut it down the middle and did like a mirror. Like, it was very cheap. Like,
that's
just a little
anal,
time.
Though. Right? Yeah. That's a little anal. You want to know one that I got for Titanic? One little piece of tidbit. Don't ask me how I know this, but I know this. That scene where she's going to jump off and he's like, it's not the fog that could kill you. It's the cold. It's the water, the temperature, and that it's just above freezing.
Right.
And then she goes, oh, how do you know? And he's like, well, it feels like spikes going in you, whatever, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, how do you know? And he's like, you know, me, I used to go ice fishing on Lake No Se Que Pinga, whatever the fuck the name of the lake was.
That was right. Very good Indian pronunciation. Yes,
Lake No Se Que Pinga. No Se Que Pinga. I used to go to that summer camp.
Yes,
No Se Que Pinga.
So the name, for those of you who don't speak Spanish, that I just gave him a bullshit name and I just said Lake.
No, not of dick.
Exactly. But whatever the name of the lake that he gave, he goes, we used to go ice fishing. Me and my uncle used to go ice fishing on this lake. That lake happens to be a man-made lake that didn't. It wasn't invented until like 3 years after the Titanic.
Oh, that's lame. Sailed.
So that shit, you go, excuse me, James Cameron? Yeah, I'm glad you know what they serve for dinner, but do you know that the fucking man-made lake that you just that's had in that horrible. In that conversation doesn't exist yet? And so when the scene happened, I told my wife about this, you know, years ago, but that one little...
That's how you wooed her? You wooed her with your knowledge?
I wooed her with my... I'm like, yeah. And I could get my phone unlocked. And... So,
what you need, baby? What you need?
What you need, girl? What you want? You want a movie pirated? I got that shit right here, girl. I got that shit a lot. So, when I'm telling you this piece of information, I gave her that piece of tidbit information without her ever, you know, without us watching a movie together. Now we're watching a movie together, and I'm like, oh, and I tell her again about the lake. She goes, yes, I get it, about the fucking lake. So, as that scene is happening, I'm like, really? So, do you see the time frost capacitor anywhere? Do you see where he time traveled back in time? You fucking reinvent. It's a man-made lake, Michael. The sky? That's nitpicking. That's bullshit nitpicking.
That's science. That is
nitpicking.
But that's what science is.
They tell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on.
But really,
come on, that's like, I'm gonna be sitting there in the theater.
I'll tell you what.
Alpha Centauri was not there.
When they re-released it in
clearly that year, everybody knows, as we all know, Mars was in retrograde, so it's clearly impossible for that to happen.
I am so
obvious. This is ridiculous. Are we supposed to believe this really happened?
I'm so proud. Right now.
Hogwash.
That you used the term Mars is in retrograde.
That's the only
straight out
that's
of
the only astrological term that I know. Mars is in retrograde. That's the only, like, if you would what you just said about the star, what'd you say about the stars, Frank?
I said Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, that shit. You just added on
Mars
that now
is
I know
in
two
retrograde.
Things to say. I know Mars is in retrograde and the stars are in.
I'll give you another star that's easy to remember for you, movie guy.
Right?
There's a star called Betelgeuse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there is a star.
Yeah, but you can't say Beetlejuice and then people, Orion, people laughing.
So. Yeah,
people. Yeah.
They're like, yeah,
like no, that's a real. Like you can now. You gotta educate on top of like sounding smart. You don't sound smart. You sound like an idiot. Like, yeah.
No, it's a thing. It's a real thing. It's just
it's like one of my friends from Mexico, and he was born in a town in a city called Chihuahua. And every time he says it, you go, Chihuahua, Chihuahua. Yeah.
Well, just. For the record, when James Cameron released it and re-released it in 3D and he went over and he remastered everything, he went to this guy Neil deGrasse Tyson, and they made the sky correct. They corrected all the sky.
Really? So could they have corrected it so that it doesn't look like fake shit?
Now it does. That's the point I'm getting at. You hated that. They fixed it because science.
What do you mean they fixed it? I just saw this a little
week. I just saw this 2 days ago. Not the new release one in the theater. You saw it in the theater?
No, it came out. It's on HBO.
That's the old version.
Regardless, what
they did not fix it.
Hold on, you're talking about two different things.
Yes,
the location of the stars has been corrected. He's saying the sky looked like shit.
It looked fake. It looked like you're standing in front of a fucking green screen. I get it.
It looked like the first Superman movie.
Thank you. Except the first Superman movie looked good. Like it didn't.
Well, it was 1981.
First of all, 78.
Movie guy.
Secondly, 81. Are we talking about part four? Or are we talking about anyways? So, but that's the whole fucking point. Is that it looked awful. It looked whatever, bro.
Science saves the day. That's what I'm saying.
In fact, science is what fucked it up. Because had they shot that movie outside in the real sky, it would have fucking been fine. But the fact that they try to get all fancy with it, like, look, we have a green screen, and the sky's not really there. We know the sky's not really there. You know why? Because God doesn't make anything that fucking stupid. Oh, I said it. I put the Lord in the conversation.
You brought the Lord?
We need a guy with a Hammond organ.
We know that. Woo! Yeah.
Signs saved the
I'm just going to start doing that. Whenever I have an argument that I want to win, I'm just going to start trailing off into like repetitive gospel chorus music. Like next time someone says something, I'm just going to fight and be like, oh, that's a fan.
Amen. You might want to add words to that. What the fuck?
Give me a point to argue and then just be like, you know.
Science
killed the Lord. I said, science killed the Lord. Science killed the Lord. And then just walk away as I'm singing. Just like, fuck you and your conversation. I'm done with you. Science killed the Lord. I said.
My face hurts. All right, so what was your pick? Did you make a pick?
I did.
I don't even know if you made a pick.
Don't
tell mom the babysitter's dead. I'm sorry. We trailed off on Titanic. The fakeness that is Titanic.
Yeah.
I'm still held up on that. Like, I could never forget that. I can never forget that fact. The fact that it's a man-made lake. That shit really bothered me.
Fix that in the new one?
No, they didn't.
Of course not, because science killed the Lord.
You want to know a movie that happened to me with? Because of stuff, you know, like you know that stuff about the sky.
Right.
You know this other thing, right? I saw Blair Witch in the theater when the hype was still going.
So did I.
When people thought it was real.
I saw it opening, like, second day after opening day.
Yeah, I saw it, like, the second.
People make fun of me now because I say I like that movie. And
no, but
it's because I saw it in that context.
Well, here's what happened
to me. And it was great.
I watched the movie, and I was sitting there like, oh, my God, this is creepy. When they came to that riverbed the second time,
I don't remember the movie, so whatever.
Well, you know how they kept going in circles, like ending up in the same places?
Right.
When they came back to that riverbed the second time, all of a sudden, like, outdoorsy Frank kicked in, and I was like, ha ha, hold on. We're in Maryland, folks. We're not in the fucking Yukon, okay? Like, Maryland, you're only so far from a city at some point. And if you've got a creek running through that you keep crossing, that creek, if you're lost, you're going to follow it because it's going to take you to a town.
Yeah, but you know that.
Immediately in the theater, I'm going, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
this
and
is
it, bullshit. It took him out of the movie. I totally understand.
If you double back and end up in the same place, you're going to look up at the sky. You're going to go, where the hell is the sun?
Because it's something that he knows.
Yeah. It's something that you know. Like, I wouldn't know
that. That happens to me.
But I wouldn't know to do that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that could have happened to me. I could have gotten lost and crossed the same riverbed.
Right, but you knew the thing about the lake, and it ruined it for you, too.
Like, anytime something medical comes
up.
But
that's continuity. My shit has to do with continuity. Your shit has to do with the people that are in the movie should have known better. The writer should have known better. And it wouldn't have even bothered me. The whole thing with the Titanic thing would not have bothered me except for the fact that the movie was being hyped up as the most quote unquote authentic. Yeah. And like that type of shit. When you're trying to make an authentic, and I get it, it's Hollywood, you're going to take some liberties. I get that. I understand, right? We are like, if you ever watch Rudy, you know, that last play, like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry, not Rudy, the one.
I love football movies because that last pass always hangs in the air for like 453 seconds. Yes.
That's the Remember the Titans movie, right? At the end, the last football game, and if the true story about that game is that it was blown out of a fucking water, and the Titans won by a landslide.
Yeah, like a million points.
Right. Like, you know what I mean? But so I get that. If you're gonna make, I get those kind of changes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got
but don't say, hey, look, this is authentic, and then put in a name of a lake.
That right, but see, that's what, and but that's exactly nitpicking. What happened. But I caught that.
It's because you have that piece of information. The same thing. Whenever I see something wrong, that's like medical. Like whenever I see something that's way off,
you could really,
it'll take me out of a movie, regardless of what it is.
You could really fix a broken back by doing a karate chop.
Karate chop to the spine,
just
bro.
Karate chop to the spine. You hang the guy. You hang the guy from a bed sheet. Yeah. You hang him from a bed sheet. And you karate chop the vertebrae that is displaced. And if he hangs there long enough after you karate chop it, his broken back will be fixed.
He'll be fine. And then he'll go fight crime again.
Stronger than before. It's one of those things where they almost, if you're going to be a crime fighter, they almost encourage you to break your back just so that you can become back stronger.
Whatever doesn't kill you,
have you broken your back,
makes you stronger.
Yeah. It's like Tommy John surgery. You know what I mean? When pitchers,
they tighten up the little bit too much, and then they got an extra 9 miles an hour.
Yeah. It's one of those things. Yeah, definitely. That's the way you fix a breaking back.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, that shit will take me out of.
I just wanted to do Bane.
The Bane voice.
Yeah, but I couldn't think of what to say.
Yeah,
last time was natural.
What?
Yeah.
These braces are slightly uncomfortable. Why the fuck did I go to that dentist?
That's funny.
That's
dude.
The last time I went to a dentist in Colombia.
but it's so much cheaper over there.
Yes. Anyways, all right. So that's our old school picks. Where are we at?
Really? You're not going to do a sunshine pick?
Oh, it's true.
What's a sunshine pick?
The girl that I broke up with that he makes fun of me for. She decided to send us a list of movies.
Well, I asked her for it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I asked all the listeners. I said, email your...
All right. I didn't know it was like... I thought you meant specifically like, hey, how can I fuck with Mike more? Send me things.
I'm not that intelligent. I'm not that. I mean, looking back at it now, I'm like, oh my God, it should have. That would have
been brilliant.
How did we come up with the name Sunshine?
Mike said, oh, I'm like, what do you call her? And like, oh, you know.
Sunshine.
And he did. He was like very, very much in love for that week. And then things went awry. Apparently she liked him. So that was.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't stand that shit.
There went that.
I can't stand.
Let me get this straight. You actually like me and you don't push me away and give me bullshit excuses as to why you don't want to hang out with me.
It's like a dog. It's not gonna work. It's like a dog chasing a car would have no idea what to do once he catches it. That's my dating life.
Wow. All
right. So, Sunshine's pick. Let's see which one.
We should trade places.
We should trade. Yeah.
Let's trade careers. Right.
You think you want a beautiful woman who's into you, but trust Mike. You know. Trust him. You don't want that shit.
Oh, sorry. That.
Sorry.
I didn't hear the last thing you said.
But you'll hear it back when you edit it.
Of course.
You got mad at me and shit, man.
That's my new favorite.
I just got uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm going to start just punching people.
I'm going to go with Sunshine's pick, Flatliners.
Oh, that's a good one last week too.
Last week she picked High Fidelity.
That's a good one for you. The top five.
Top five reasons why a woman should be left. One, she's into the guy. Two, she's funny. Three, she gets discounts at gun ranges. Four.
Yep, that's it.
Four, brings a puppy
actually,
to her
is,
birthday.
That is a good reason. she gets discount at the gun range.
good times. So now she picks,
I didn't know any better.
So now
I think Neri wants to date Sunshine.
So now she picks Flatliners. I'm sorry, I just, you know what I mean? As I was single, I told you this. We went through this conversation last time you were here, Frank, but it didn't get aired.
It made me
But really I was broken up with every single time. I've never broken up with any girl. And every girl that left me would always say the same thing. It's because you're too nice. They always gave me that you're too nice excuse.
Oh,
and that was, it really made, like, it really was one of those things where I was a complete sap back in the day. And I'm not talking about, like, when I was 18. I'm talking about, like, I was 23, 24 years old. I was,
you were a grown-ass man.
Like, I was a grown-ass teddy bear man. Like, I was like, oh, my God, why doesn't she love me? I was that guy. Because I would give my all in a relationship, and they would never. They're like,
I love how hard Frank is laughing at that.
And the thing is, Frank knew me at that time. He knew me. He met me at that. Like, you know, I said I loved you this week like 17 times, and you really said it 14, and like 12 of those was after I said it first. That doesn't even count. Okay.
Did you meet six of the other girls that have the same name that he dated, or
was it all Michelle's?
Vanessa.
Vanessa. They were all,
he met a couple of them.
And you're married.
Can you explain to me why they all had the same name?
Nobody can explain that. That was honestly luck. That was luck.
That was a good thing.
That was honestly the luck.
Holy Spirit.
That was the Lord. That was the Lord.
That was the Lord's work.
The Lord's like, this motherfucker can't remember names, so we gonna give him a woman with the same name. See how fun that is? That shit's great. I would fucking do that shit for real.
What's my name, Vanessa? Me and my friends at work, former co-workers, we used to do the monk chant, but we used to put like anything in there. We were like,
awesome.
Gracias por vestirte tan. Gracias por escoger ese vestido. Amen. We used to do that shit for everything.
Thank you for wearing
this. Without the express written consent of Major League Baseball.
We used to do that shit.
That was a good one.
Yeah, we did that for everything. We were like, gracias por. Thank you for getting us a pizza during lunch. We love pizza. Pepperoni. We did that. Fucking it was the
I would have murdered everyone in that fucking house. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
We did it in training. We went for one time for the company that you and I worked for, Frank, back in the day. We went for during one of the hurricanes down here. We went to the satellite office up in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And we in the training unit in that office where it was like all the Miami guys, we went to Colorado Springs and we would fuck around. Like Colorado Springs was like, hey, we hate these guys.
Yeah,
they fucked around.
That was
so
the
much.
Trailer park of the company we worked for.
It was awesome.
It really was so funny.
We just kept on. Thank you. Gracias por este huracán. Porque vinimos a Colorado Springs y no tenemos que hacer ni mierda. Oh man, it was just awesome. Like I could never do it in Spanish as good as the other guys because the other guys were like really jaw-jaws, so they could do that shit in Spanish really well. But I, you know, so I would.
Does Frank know what a jaja is?
You know what a jaja is?
No.
When you know when you you're been texting or on Facebook with somebody and they
and you get jajas instead of ha-has?
Yeah, exactly. What a jaja!
There's also the people that go between. It goes like ha 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 jaja.
Yeah. Like, we get it.
Yeah,
you're bilingual. We get it.
You know
what? Que pasa, you
know what? You type bilingually.
What?
You know what's a huge pet peeve
of mine? That's not a pet peeve of mine. I just think it's funny.
Is the LOLOLOLOL.
Yeah.
Laugh out loud. I don't get that.
It's not LOLOLOLOLOL.
It sounds like they're choking or
something. They laughed out loud, and then they walked outside the house. And then they kept walking outside every room.
Yeah.
So every time they would laugh out loud. Now I walked inside the kitchen. I laughed the kitchen. And I walked outside the house and laugh out loud.
It's like the echoing. No. But, that's low.
This podcast
sucks.
Is going to end my career even before it started.
That's true. Change.
Yeah. Oh, man.
None taken. All right. So Sunshine's pick. We went through that already.
Yeah.
Right. Flatliners.
Flatliners.
I'm actually quite fond of Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is great.
I can understand him just as much as I understood him in the actual movie.
I understood Frank more.
So did your mother.
now he's doing Sean Connery.
That's
from
all Bane
Saturday Night
is.
Live.
That's all Bane is Sean Connery from Saturday Night Live talking into a glass.
I am the last one.
Yeah.
Suck it, Trebek.
Yeah.
Suck it. Oh, rough. Just the way your mother likes it.
I love recycling other people's awesome
jokes.
That's
fucking greatness.
That's really funny.
You ever see those?
Yes, of course.
I don't know. I'm just telling the viewers, the listeners, take it easy.
It's like when it went Burt Reynolds and he's like, oh, with us is Burt Reynolds. Like, no, that's not my name. And he looks at it, he's like, with us is Turd Ferguson. That's funny. It's funny because it says Turd.
You know what I'm noticing about? I'm looking at Sasha's list. You know what I'm noticing? She picks better movies than you do.
Probably.
I don't think you've picked a really good movie.
Oh, really?
No. I think you've picked good old school picks. There's a difference between...
Sneakers is not a good movie?
Okay. But it's a good... It's not, you know...
What? Galaxy Quest is a good movie.
Good movie. Again, you're talking about for what it is. I think it's a good old school pick. It's,
it goes
up there with
Given me credit for a couple. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head.
Because they were old. Like King Ralph, I gave you a lot of credit for. Because I was like, holy shit, I didn't remember that. Like there are signs where I go, I didn't remember that movie existed.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Not a good movie. There's a difference.
There's a couple that I've had that are solid. You gotta give. You can cut me some slack. It's not just one. You're just giving me shit because it's my.
It's not. I'm not. Forget about Sunshine. I'm talking about your picks. As I'm looking through the Let's go through a quick recap of the movies you've chosen, Michael. Okay, you chose King Ralph. Okay, you chose.
Which you were impressed.
King again. King Ralph, I think, is a great pick.
Sure,
not a great movie.
Okay,
I understand the difference. You picked All of Me.
All of Me is a good movie. I like that movie.
You, then you picked
The Golden Child. Oh, that's a terrible. Oh,
I don't think it's a terrible movie. I never said any movies are terrible. Some of these are terrible.
Some of them are terrible.
But I never said, oh, it's a horrific pick. I just said it's, you know, not the greatest of movies. I'm not a big fan of The Golden Child like you and Oni were. You and Oni were like, The Golden Child is great. I'm like, okay.
It's still good.
All right. Super Mario Brothers.
That was completely terrible.
This is an actual movie he picked. Super Mario Brothers.
You're kidding me.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
He picked that movie.
I picked it. It's and I made amazing fun of him and to I watch.
You still want to keep this movie? And he goes, this is my choice.
Yeah. That's amazing to watch. Watch it again. It'll
there you go. That's the one. Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that I was going to do Garbage Pail Kids, and then you brought up Tombstone. I go, I can't. I can't follow up Tombstone with Garbage Pail Kids. I was going to do Garbage Pail Kids, you know, months ago, but that's the one. Short Circuit 2 is one of my former picks. And I really, really love that movie. It's even though the rescue, the way that she found the Indian fellow in, do you remember that?
The
woman and the Indian guy, right? In the movie. You know there's an Indian guy in the movie.
Yes, Fisher Stevens.
So the guy was being frozen to death. Remember?
Yeah.
So the way they were able to find him is because he left messages.
Yeah, with music the music cues.
With the answering machine.
I actually remember to know the song.
Oh my God, Brazil!
It was downtown. Things will be better when you're downtown.
Go to downtown. They give him the cab with the answering machine and go to downtown. And
he was singing Girl From Ipanema.
Yeah, he was singing something totally different.
I don't know what I was singing. I just started doing
that's control. Every song, every hold music that for Neri is the Girl From Ipanema. He's just like, yeah, that's what they play.
What's that song? Yeah. Every hold music is the same.
Elevators too. Elevators.
That's another song. Elevator.
All right.
Well, you got to do a cover of the Girl From Ipanema now.
Oh, please, man. That's the most overplayed cover.
Still good. Doesn't mean it's not good.
Dude,
do it live.
Of course.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
It's in every mic. It's in every elevator.
You want some culture right now? You want some culture?
Educate.
I don't know. It's a first for the show.
Look up on YouTube.
Testify, Frank. Testify.
If you like Girl From Ipanema, look up.
And who doesn't?
Yeah.
Are we finished?
No.
Can I finish? Look up Girl From Ipanema with Frank Sinatra and Joe Beam.
Wow, that does sound...
Dude. Yeah, like Frank is sitting there smoking a cigarette and Joe Beam sitting there playing like the piece. It's absolutely incredible.
Is it as good as when Michael Bublé did it?
Dude.
I'm sorry for if we offended
you. I just had to grab my right hand before it flew away from me and into your face.
I'm just saying, the way Michael Bublé just does what he does, the way he does the covers, the way he does the covers of songs.
He's got a great voice. He's just a cheese ball.
I like that about him.
But hey, he made him a lot of money, dude. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's all good. I ain't going to take away from him. He can sing. I love his voice. But
did you see that video of when he brought a 13-year-old boy on stage?
The kid's mom or something. Yeah,
was heckling fucking Michael Bublé to let his son on stage, and his son looked like a special boy. Like, he really did. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Oh, he was just like he was out of his element. Like, he was just so confused. Like,
he was awkward.
How embarrassing is that, your mom? And then finally, she's like, bitch. She's literally disrupting the entire show, Michael Bublé's show. And then she goes,
bring him on stage.
Well, you know what? Let's watch the video, and then we'll play another song of Frank's.
All right.
So, what song should we play for?
Lead us into this song.
I guess probably Muse.
Muse? Yeah. All right. We'll play. Play a little piece of Muse by Frank M. Rodriguez. I feel like I should do the announcer voice. Because I feel like this is a real radio show now that we're cutting to a song.
Yeah, but we're not.
It makes me feel important when he does it. Shut the fuck up.
You see, here's the thing that
talking to a girl.
As a listener, when I'm listening to it, because whenever you do the announcer voice, just like when I hear the announcer voice come on doing commercials, I tune the fuck out.
Really?
How many times do you pay attention to a car commercial?
Well, it's a car commercial.
Exactly. But if the guy would talk to you, if the car commercial would be like, hey, we got a great car here, I go, oh, okay, I'm listening. Continue.
No, that's not what happens.
Okay. You're right. What do I know about what happens with me?
You see
what
a commercial. What do I know? No, but you're talking about you. You're not talking about the listener.
Oh, what am I, chopped liver? I don't fucking listen to this?
You can, but you make it. It's different.
All right. So we're gonna play the Muse by Frank M. Rodriguez. You want to do the announcer first? Go to the announcer first.
Uber listeners. You're listening to WooBro Radio with Frank M. Rodriguez. Up next, Muse.
I thought it was impressive. I thought that fucking, you know,
no, yeah,
the Michael Bublé thing.
He was, yeah. I mean, he was.
Wait, first of all, and that was Frank M. Rodriguez with Muse.
Now both of us keep going, creeping over and looking at him, waiting for him to do the voice.
No, you told me not to do it anymore.
I just told you to do it.
You're still complacent.
That's cool. That was Muse by Frank Rodriguez.
So we watched that kid. That's hilarious.
I'm just looking at the fucking
levels.
That's
gonna be fun to edit.
I'm looking at the levels and I'm like, what is? Did a mouse crap on?
Yeah.
Just take a crap on the microphone. What happened? How did it get so low?
I fix all this later, so they're not gonna have any clue what you're talking about.
Whatever. Anyways, we just saw the clip. If you guys see it, Michael Bublé brings a kid up on stage, and he just turned 15. And Frank,
his mom is a total bitch, though. That's a horrible thing.
I don't care. His mom was very proud of his son.
Michael Bublé was obviously pissed by the time he got down there.
Like they don't show the buildup because God only knows how long that bitch was.
Great,
talking.
Granted. At the end of the day, the end result. Her mom, as much as a bitch as she was, got her son to sing on stage with Michael Bublé.
Which is true.
Let's put it this way. If that kid was a female, she'd be a pageant mom.
Okay, that's fine.
No.
She'd be Honey Boo Boo's mom.
I'm not saying, which, by the way, they just got a raise. I don't know if you know this, but the whole Honey Boo Boo family, they got a raise.
I didn't even know what a Honey Boo Boo was until Saturday.
Yeah, it's
Don't
you wish you could take it back?
It's a sign
I'd
of
rather
the
shouldn't watch Pterodactyl porn.
Yeah.
Well, who wouldn't?
Well, that's a gift from Frank M. Rodriguez.
I'm waiting for you guys to leave so I can fucking
call, motherfucking call!
I want to flap my wings.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are going to actually Google pterodactyl porn.
Oh, you know it's going
to. Someone's going to. At least
if you Google pterodactyl porn or Land of the Lost porn, it's a second link.
All three people are going to Google it.
Yeah.
Excuse you. We got 13 or 14.
13,
14. People. I don't know what you're talking about. Three. There's three people in this house.
We already offended.
There's three computers in this house, and they're all subscribed.
All subscribed. Did I tell you that story that I went to the Apple store and I subscribed and from every computer in the Apple store?
Every computer in the Apple store now has what's up,
bro. Even though I have an appointment. Fuck you, Apple. You are all subscribed.
Who's the genius now, motherfucker?
Yeah. That's so pathetic. Like, I hate that. The fact that the Apple store calls their techs geniuses. I'm like, you're not genius. He just got fired from Starbucks.
Yeah.
He's not a genius. This is bullshit. Anyways, I'm sorry. I digress.
There appear to be some underlying issues here and there.
Just, you know.
So pissed.
We did the ADD thing again. What the hell were we
That's
doing?
That's everything.
That's everything.
Every episode. All right. So, the last podcast, in the first podcast that we recorded that you were on, Frank, that the world will never hear, we talked a lot about music and we talked a lot about your influences. And I hate to go into that cheesy, like, hey, I'm going to interview you and what are your influences?
So what made you get into music?
So what age did you know you had a gift? What age? When did
Casey, I'm talking to the fat Casey Kasem over here.
You gotta be fat.
Because, I don't know.
Fat. Now, I get it. Casey Kasem is a voice. People don't even know what he looks like. He could be fat for all we know.
He was the voice of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo as well.
Which is amazing to me.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
He did the whole Zoinks and shit.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Shaggy. And now the guy who does Shaggy is, what's his name? The guy from the movie, from the actual live-action movie of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, is it?
That he was in the screen.
Matthew Lillard.
Yes, Matthew Lillard.
Oh, I did not know this.
Great.
I went through a whole thing this weekend.
You guys
where I was
know so much about movies and freaking TV. It blows my mind, man.
But you know, the weird thing is, that's the only thing I know.
Yeah.
Is about TV.
That's why every time you ask me about music, we end up talking about TV and movies.
Well, it's because, it's, like, you know why? It's
yeah,
because,
that song was used in this
music,
movie.
Yeah, it's because music is incorporated into film and TV a lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go the other route. Like, if you only know about music and you don't know about movies, I can't be like, I don't know it. You know what I mean? Like, even though I don't know shit about music, if you name me a song, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was in that movie and so and so. And then
there's actually, like, one weird crossover thing that I did notice. There's this metal band, or this, I guess, hardcore band called Bury Your Dead. Mm-hmm. And their whole first album, every song is a Top Gun, Tom Cruise movie. Every song title. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like, every song title. Like, one of them is The Color of Money. There's a Top Gun. There's a Days of Thunder. Like, that's there's a fun. Whole and all, every song title is a fucking Tom Cruise movie. I thought that was awesome.
If you could pick one, and you can't say Top Gun because I know that's your favorite Tom Cruise movie. If you could pick one, like, if you were to do your tour, like your comedy tour, your concert, right? It's gonna be like the next thing, like Raw or Delirious. What would you name your tour if you could? But you had to name it after a Tom Cruise movie.
If I were to name, I don't understand the question, so I'm going to rephrase.
How are you not understanding
the question? If you were going to do a comedy tour, what would you name the tour?
If it had to be a name of a movie from Tom Cruise.
From Tom Cruise, I'm trying to think of, like, the weird Tom Cruise movies. Because I wouldn't want to use
Magnolias.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to use
Cocktail.
Shit, that might do it.
Which, you know what? Cocktail always gets shit for being a crappy movie. I'm like, I liked it. Maybe because I was 8 years old and I saw titties in the movie. And I'm like, titties!
You're like,
my favorite movie of all
time. Titties and juggling.
Titties is...
What more can a kid ask for?
I love that. There's like, titties is my favorite movie of all time. What's my favorite movie? Titties.
Also known as Hamburger University. AKA so... Zapped.
Yeah.
Titties galore.
I you know what? I may go with Color of Money.
I like that one. You mentioned that.
Yeah. Color of Money. That's the one that stands out in my brain because that's like, that's a good title. I like that for, it could mean anything. It's so good.
I don't think it could mean anything. I think it's Color of Money.
The Color of Money.
I think it's very self-explanatory. It's a Color
of
Money.
I don't know. But it could reference, because, you know, never mind. Whatever. But I think I'd go with Color of Money.
What would you name it?
I was thinking I would have to have the list of Tom Cruise movie.
But it's got to be one that...
You know what would be really cool? If I could do it with a black guy, right? And we could co-headline and it'd be Night and Day.
Night and Day.
I don't know.
Nah, it'd be more
Ghost
like,
Protocol.
It'd actually
cool
be
one
more
too.
Like Night
Ghost
and Dusk.
Ghost Protocol, Night and Dusk.
Night and Dusk.
That's fucking great. Right? Yes!
I brought the gold today. The gold.
Bring an A game.
Well, I think you're going to bring a guitar, Frank.
I said I would bring the guitar if we did a drunk episode.
Yeah, we would have to do the drunk episode.
And why didn't
And then I'm going to gospel the fuck out of this thing.
Gospel!
We're gonna sing that fucking gospel and like old Delta blues. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, yeah. It's just gonna be a very weird. You don't know what Delta blues is.
I have no idea.
You know what's funny?
Your face is just like.
I was so excited.
You guys lost me with the whole music thing.
I was so excited. I had so much fun after the last time we did this that I was telling your wife. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to do it again. And we talked about doing a drunk episode. And she texted me back, and where are you planning on recording this? And I said, I'm assuming not at your house.
You could do it.
Lock the door from the outside.
Just get a call. Just call a cab or something. Anyways. No, I don't know. I would have to look at the list of Tom Cruise movies. I asked a question. Just
Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's a cool one, but I'm not really.
That's even funnier because you're Hispanic.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Born on the 4th of July. I'm trying to think of Far and Away.
Born on El Cuatro.
That's another one.
Far and Away is a good one.
Far and Away. Yeah,
Far and Away. Good titles where like you go, oh, shit. I think I'm going to do that. I think whenever I get my first actual tour, I'm going to name it after a movie that I like.
You want to
know a thing I was doing like recently? I was writing... Like I really started trying to write lyrics. I'm a really bad lyricist. I'm terrible at writing song lyrics.
Don't worry, there's plenty out there with great careers.
So bad writing goes throughout.
There's
no matter what
plenty
kind
of bad lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just bad at writing things. It's too much detail explaining too much.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. Disclaimer. Really took a lot of
no, but
skill. To write.
I was writing. I was literally writing.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Yeah,
really took a lot of skill to write.
No, the part that he goes woo. That's the one. That's the tough those.
You don't know how many O's to put in.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, shit, what, 7, 8? How many O's?
Everybody has. It's so easy to make fun of all these pop artists. Like, it's so, you know.
Yes, that's why we do it.
But I don't know. It's a lot harder than you think. I would imagine it's a lot harder than you think to make a really good pop song.
It's a lot.
It's not because you have somebody in a booth actually telling you, okay.
Okay, maybe nowadays.
No.
Maybe nowadays.
No, hold up. You on my turf now.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
They literally, I've seen footage of this. They literally sit there, the producers in the control booth, insert pop singer of choice in vocal booth, and they're going, okay, now I want you to sing, yeah, and they hit record, and they sing, yeah,
the same
and
exact.
They stitch the whole damn thing together. They're told what to sing when. Now, there are exceptions. You have talented, extremely uber talented singers like Beyonce. You just hit record and sit back.
Yeah.
Let her go.
But for a lot of these pop songs, that's why I always get mad at when the whole DJ thing. That remember we were talking about the DJ thing? Like that. I don't like it because it's literally
but
just
you don't
cut and paste.
Musicians, and I'm like, that's not true.
It's not that I don't consider them musicians.
No, a French guy smoking a cigarette, leaning over a MacBook, is not musician.
See, but you think about that kind of DJ. We're talking about the actual DJs or the actual spinning records.
Nobody spins records anymore.
I'm talking about they do and they don't. But for parties, they wouldn't. But I'm talking about in the art form of music.
I'm not. You're misunderstanding. Cause I'm not talking about. I'm talking about anyone who's not creating sound with an instrument.
But they are creating. Their instruments are just
no. Yes,
their instruments are the turntables. Their instruments are that.
But they're
and
not
if you
creating.
Get technical, yes, the instruments are the laptop.
Hi there, Wolf.
But if they're mixing it with themselves by their
Mary
hand,
and
they're not pressing a button. There's a difference between pressing a button and some shit that says, "Hey, look, these are with your hand to make a sound."
Well, I've tried it.
On that subject matter,
I've tried it. It's
I'll
not easy.
The
but
argument as a separate
that's a,
thing.
That's still an art.
Let
it's a skill.
I can't play the piano.
If you
want
to hear it, let us know.
Send an email to
woobro@maryscience.com.
Oh, turn the beat around.
Turn the beat around.
Let's listen to Frank and Rodriguez delightfully get us out of this argument.
Play your flute, boy.
Somebody just sent me something really funny. I have to read.
Jesus, go on.
Is it going to translate?
We need a Facebook joke.
Oh, it's going to translate great for the whole flute player thing. You know, it's going to be a great blowjob when she takes her asthma medication first.
Good job.
That's good.
Funny.
But
reading while you guys were fighting like little girls.
But sorry. DJs are not musicians. You can call them an artist. I'll give you them as artists.
So they're artists, but they're not musicians.
Exactly.
But what are musicians? Are they not artists?
Yeah, but they're musicians.
But they're not
artists. I'm an artist.
But what I'm saying is that you can be an artist and not be a musician. Plenty of painters do that.
But aren't all musicians artists?
They are digital media artists.
Yeah.
They are not musicians.
Your lack of logic is absurd.
I think I'm explaining myself really well. It's just
explaining yourself really well, but yeah. Every point that you have, I'm counteracting it with a point, and then you go,
no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
You know what? We're going to continue on.
Shut the trumpet.
We're out at 2 hours. And I'm getting really frustrated. So
you guys have been going in circles on this. But yeah. I just realized
I'm at the point now where I just realized, hey, there's a fucking creek. Let's just follow the creek and get the fuck out of this conversation. We're going in circles, man. So at this point, I'm looking up at the sky. I'm realizing this is fucking fake.
Every time I jumped
in. You have the map.
Every time I jumped in and said something really loud, that's what I was trying to do. Get back down to the fucking creek.
I was like, all right. So this sky is fake.
Such an outdoorsman.
I'm going to follow this creek, go down to this man-made lake that's going to fucking exist in about 3 years.
Exactly.
And we're going to get the fuck out of here because I can't take this anymore. That this conversation, you know what's bothering me even more is that I'm not even a DJ and it fucking bothers me. Like, that's what bothers me even more. I'm fighting for that fucking DJ and the DJ not listening to this, going like, who gives a fuck?
Dude. Steve Aoki's sitting somewhere right now going, what? Somebody, man, my ears are ringing.
Yeah. There's some DJ out there with his $1 billion for spinning other people's beats,
eating vegan food, and smoking fancy cigarettes,
smoking clothes, and shit. Like,
why am I fighting for this guy? Because, you know, that's what you do. You know, one day you'll be an artist, and one day you'll understand the difference.
Well, hopefully soon. One day.
No, I don't think soon. See what I did there? I took it and I made it perfect.
He insulted my comedy, even though I'm headlining in Naples on the 13th. Just want to throw that.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm going to make the drive.
In some random, it's a very, very small room.
Now, we heard you. It's called Naples.
Yes, but it's fun. I did it.
The comedy mecca of the world. Yeah. I'm fucking with you. I'm just bitter and angry.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to make you so angry at the end of the day and the podcast.
That's the end?
Let's just follow the creek. It's been 2 fucking hours.
I've been sitting here watching you guys fight that whole hour with nothing important to say.
2 hours. 2 fucking hours.
You know what fucking bothers me?
No, you chimed in with your blowjob asthma thing.
Yeah. Thanks for cutting the
Yeah, I was trying to take the air out of the balloon for a minute because, man.
You were so desperate to be the middle of that argument. You were like, I can see, but
dude,
over
I swear,
here,
every time I come here, I feel like I'm mediating a fight between a gay couple.
What do you mean it feels like? Continue.
Put your hand on my leg.
That's the most accurate assessment of our podcast I've ever heard.
Hey! I brought pterodactyl porn.
You brought something that I would never shake from my memory.
That was great.
Ever. And you'll probably never shake my hand again.
You know what the weird thing is? Mike has a joke like this that it scares me that I'll be 80 something years old with Alzheimer's and I'll just be like, and pterodactyls are fucking the shit out of this girl. Guy's gonna be like,
rolling down the hall of a nursing home, flapping your arms.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, like it's like the random shit that pops out when you're senile, and all of a sudden, like it made sense once.
Yeah,
and then now people are like, give that fucker some medication, calm that guy down.
Can you imagine my grandchildren? I'm like, and then pterodactyls, and then pterodactyls fucked her while they flapped her with their wings. Grandfather's crazy.
Oh, grandpa's, you can't say that. It's Thanksgiving. You gotta sit. Go see him. Watch the football. Watch
in my mind.
You bring the turkey to the table and he's like, pterodactyl!
Yeah. And he starts to fuck it. Like, Call, motherfucker, call! This is how the pilgrims did it. Call!
The land of the Lord.
I really want to do that now. I really want to have sex, and this is where I'm about to like just finish. I'm like, I should probably wait till the episode airs before doing that.
This podcast went off the rails.
But thank you, Frank, for that visual that I will never forget.
I love having your music associated with this fucking crazy conversation. What do we want to close out with?
We talked about my music.
We did talk about your music.
Yeah. We're going to play some of it.
We played some of it. We talked about your
look
album
for
coming out.
Graceful Savage on iTunes.
Yeah.
At the end of October.
People should look me up on Facebook.
That's true.
On Facebook. Frank, this is something. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So you were saying it.
Frank M. Rodriguez, and then in parentheses, musician is my fan page.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I have a YouTube channel. YouTube.com/Frankly Musical.
Frank Lee Musical.
I'm on that I'm on that tweeter box too.
You got on the tweeters?
Yep. At Graceful Savage.
Graceful Savage. I love that
capital
name.
Capital G, capital S.
I dig it a lot.
I love that name. Where did you come up with the name for the album?
Actually, it was a conversation with a good friend of mine, Maria, who did my photo shoot.
Right, right.
Maria Font Photography.
What?
Well. Amazing photographer.
Amazing photographer.
Happens.
Phenomenal photographer. And she takes pretty good pictures, too.
She's... Yeah, look at it.
We were talking one day, and she had you know, I'm an animal guy, so she...
Wait. Let's hold on. Let's
slow down. We're going to have to cut
it out. We're going to have to explain that to the listeners, because you just said something that both Mike and I know, but when you said I'm an animal guy, we have
well,
to...
Well, right? I figured I talked about outdoors earlier, but, you know.
Yeah, so no, you're an animal guy because you actually were a zoologist.
I used to be a trainer.
Trainer, I'm sorry.
And a zookeeper.
And yeah. A zookeeper. That's what I meant. Yeah. Zookeeper, zoologist.
You still have hookups with orangutans or something?
I mean, I can go visit them. I can't handle them anymore. Oh. They're too big now.
Oh, okay.
So you used to, which I find fat. This to me, I love this about your past life is that you used to be an animal handler. You used to work at a pretty big Parrot Jungle, wasn't it?
Parrot Jungle, the old park.
The old park. And you used to handle a lot of animals. Now, I used to work with Frank in an office in his cubicle. Like a lot of us did, we put a bunch of pictures to make us forget about where we were.
Yeah.
At the moment, anything to distract me of where I am currently at the moment. And Frank had a bunch of pictures of him.
You don't have to say currently and at the moment at the same time. They mean the same thing.
I don't even know what I said.
Bam!
That's my dog, son.
I honestly don't even know what I said.
Dog right there.
And so I really don't even know how I said both of those things at the same time. I forgot what I said, but
anyway,
I remember looking at pictures of you handling a bald eagle.
Yeah,
and
what?
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's cool as shit. So I mean, again, I'm just talking to the listener because I know we've talked about this before.
But what was the bald eagle's name?
Mikey.
Yeah, what a bald eagle!
Scavenger. It was a girl.
Here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yay.
So
awesome. So we talked about this last podcast and I want to bring it up now. I wanted to ask you what your favorite animals were to work with. Because you've worked with a bunch and all different kinds of animals.
Yeah, the venom.
And you've never lost a fingertip.
No. I almost lost this finger.
The middle finger?
Yeah, I got bit by a gibbon right there.
What's a gibbon?
A gibbon is a lesser ape. It's there's a difference between apes and monkeys.
Yeah,
monkeys have tails, apes don't. Yeah. The lesser apes are the gibbons, which are the ones, you know, like when you walk into Metro Zoo, you hear that whoop, 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 whoop sound. They swing like crazy. Those guys.
The little ones?
They're not that little. They're about 4 feet tall, four and a half feet tall. But this guy, I was scratching his belly, and I turned around, and all of a sudden, whack! He just bit me on the finger. And every time I would bend my finger, it would like squirt.
Oh shit!
Wow, you were like one of the X-Men.
So I walked around.
Terrible.
I walked around for 2 weeks, like flicking the bird, because my finger was so swollen. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, wow!
But I liked working with venomous snakes and birds of prey the most. You know, eagles, hawks, owls.
Hawks, a lot of people don't even know that unless you know about animals. Hawks are like birds of prey, and as you go out,
they hunt.
Oh yeah, and this is the time of year now. You're gonna start seeing them all over as they're migrating through. You're gonna start seeing
the osprey. Actually, by my apartment, they're flying over now, and I saw one of them attacking a flock of parrots.
Sure.
Yeah. I was like, and that's. What?
I love the
crazy.
Fact that you're like, oh my god, that's crazy.
You'll see
and
the opposite.
As you're saying the story, Mike. I'm like, what? And then fucking Frank, sure.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, that's what they do.
And actually, you'll see the opposite too. You'll see flocks of small birds just pecking the shit out of a hawk's head. Man.
Really, just trying to get him the fuck away.
The other just a couple days ago, there's an oak tree in my neighborhood, and the blue jays were going crazy in this tree in the morning, just screaming their heads off. I'm like, something's going on over there. And I grabbed
He's like, Doctor, they're communicating. I must seek out the birds.
Some of my friends call me Dr. Doolittle because I notice all that shit. But I'm looking up in this tree, and all of a sudden I notice there's a red-tailed hawk that's definitely moving through the area. It's not like It doesn't live there all the time.
Yeah. It's on vacation.
This thing is getting its ass kicked by these Blue Jays just pecking the shit out of it.
Like a tag team. Like they're just all right. gangbanging.
And that's kind of how the name of the album, oddly enough, came around, because my friend Marie and I were talking about, she was talking about this bird called a gannet, which is like a really large type of gull that lives up in like Nova Scotia and stuff. And she was like, oh, they're so beautiful and this and that. I said, you know, that's one of the favorite snacks of the bald eagle up there. And she was like, oh my God, really? She's like, God, they're like really graceful savages. And I was like, dude, that's the name of my album.
It's like,
and it hit you like that quickly.
Yeah, immediately. I said it in reaction to what she said. And then I since wrote the title track. I wrote the title track just right now at the end. I just sent off my recordings today to Orlando to be mastered. So it came in right at the cut.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm excited.
Very cool. So look for Frank M. Rodriguez. Look for his music. My wife is a huge fan. She puts your music up on our iTunes, because we, you know, we get the raw footage. We don't get the master.
Yeah.
Get the,
yeah. Yeah. Shit's raw, like in your fucking ear, son.
or some kind of something like
something
that.
Else.
Right.
Whatever. Some other
thing.
Thank
you for not making me feel like the author that goes to the radio show. Nobody's read the book.
No. I'm telling you, I can never be one of those radio hosts, because I would, like, I don't read books. What's your book about?
You're like, what's the movie about your book going to be about?
Yes. Who's going to star in your movie?
Yeah.
And let's see if I want to read it at this point. Yeah. who's going to star in your book? And they're going to be like, Taylor Lautner. I'm like, I'm done. I'm not reading this shit. This, you can keep that piece of shit.
Because I'm just going to imagine that motherfucker's talking as I'm reading it. Yeah. So.
And I'm like, no, we're done.
And I'm going to have to read it.
So no. Graceful Savage comes out. It's going to be on iTunes. Again, you know, we go back a long time. Frank and I go back a long time. And so I'm a big fan of your shit, because one, you're talented. Two, you're a cool dude. And there's a lot of people who are talented who are dicks.
I agree.
And there's a lot of nice people who suck at doing other shit. So you have
found Why a did way you look at me so hard when you said that, Neri?
You have found a way to combine talent.
That was a very hard look.
And personality.
He gave you the stink eye.
He gave me the stink eye.
Like you donkey punched him or something.
The lazy eye.
First of all, if somebody donkey punched me, there would not be a stink eye anywhere near that vicinity, my friend. There would be no stink eye for you. Son,
man,
good times.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I look forward to doing this again.
What track do you want to close with?
I think two is enough.
I don't know. I'm surprised.
Well, we'll close it. We'll do a little end, a little bookend, or not, or whatever. I'm just throwing out ideas.
I just don't want to give away too much of his.
I'm only using little clips.
Yeah, no giving away. Yeah. The internet's doing enough of that.
Yeah, enough of that. Yeah. So. We talked about that before, is about how the internet is, you know.
Yeah, don't get me started.
What song do you want to close? Name a song you want to close
with. Download music, man. People actually make a living.
Or they try to.
And every time you download one, you're literally taking food out of somebody's mouth.
Right. Even if they are Metallica.
No, those guys piss me off.
Yeah.
That's just shut the hell up. You already made it.
Yeah.
But guys like me that record.
That's why I said earlier, local. Talent, yeah. Local artists, because like we haven't made it.
And even when you get small acts that tour through, sometimes it's worth going to check them out, because that's me, but from another city.
Yeah,
you know, and so
same thing goes for comedy. How many numerous times I've had somebody go, and I'm not being that guy to turn everything around about me, but it's giving that point of view about local artists. It's like countless of times people have gone to the improvs and seen a show that I've been a part of, and they're like, this is my first time, I've never been to a comedy show, and you guys are great. And like, yeah, that experience, that go out and experience a band, go out and experience a local band.
I think people often are really, really surprised.
Pleasantly surprised.
I mean, you listen, I've seen a lot of bands that are huge now when they were still playing in bars.
Yeah. That's always
huge,
cool.
Huge bands. Yeah. I used to go see I've seen
Dave Matthews Band was like that.
Yeah.
Right? They started
Dave Matthews Blues Traveler.
Yeah.
Before they blew up, I used to see them in tiny clubs, the Cameo.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Lady Gaga, the year before she blew up, like not even a year, like 8 months before she blew up, played the Cameo.
She was a chick.
She played the Cameo. It's awesome. And then 8 months later, came back and sold out.
American Airlines Arena.
American. The tour she's promoting now, it's already sold out. American Airlines Arena. She already sold that out.
Yep.
8 months later, from a theater to that. So, you never know.
That shit quick.
I'm gonna have to end the show then with Lady Gaga.
That shit.
But remixed by a DJ.
Oh, but Lady Gaga's not music to begin.
Hey, but she's I got I'm that woman.
She's
that
super
woman
talented.
Is super talented.
That dude is a shit. I love that guy.
She went to the new school. She is a trained theater like singer.
Yeah, she's very good.
Musical theater.
The stuff
actress.
She did before she was crazy.
Dude, you hear her sing a cappella? Which means with no music.
I get that. She's Thanks. Appreciate that. Thanks. Holy fuck.
You didn't know. You didn't know what an octave was.
Well, I knew what an octave was. I was giving our listeners time to look it up. I knew what an octave was. I watched The Voice.
He took that personally.
Yeah, I'm like, a cappella. Come on, that's insane. That's like when I tell somebody, I'm like, oh, I'm not really a car guy. Well, I go get gasoline, which is where you get the fuck out of here. All right.
I thought I was going to say a cappella, and you were going to say, oh, yes, I love classical music.
Yeah. Come
acapella.
On.
Acapella.
I don't know.
He's
about
my favorite
me.
Composer.
I'm not a fucking Neanderthal. I'm not fucking dragging my knuckles over here.
Well.
You know what happened? You know what I don't like? His second album. Acapella's second album kind of took a turn. It took that sophomore twist where you go,
no, you're thinking of Al Capella.
You're right.
That was Al Capone's second cousin.
Yeah.
Really, really bad blues artist from Chicago.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
That is Al Pacino's Tibetan cousin.
I really would love to know how Al Pacino took Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Like, when he's heard about it, he had to have heard about him. Like, what the fuck is that?
Al Pacino.
That's awesome.
Booty sweat.
Booty sweat.
Booty sweat. You awesome. Hungry? I gotta bust a nut bar. Oh, man.
Oh my god. It rains. Make my eyes rain.
So I wanna do this again.
Yeah, we're gonna do this again.
Again.
And we're gonna definitely record that one too.
Did we press record? Oh, shit. Anyways. Make sure you guys check out Frank. Check out his Facebook. Check out his Twitter.
Will you guys put the links up for him?
We'll do that. We're gonna do
by
that.
By we, he means me.
All right, I'm sorry. Pays for the bandwidth for you to push shit up on?
Oh,
yeah, you do.
Yeah. So we put this.
Oh my god,
that's right.
We really are like a fucking gay couple.
Yeah, you guys are.
You guys are. We're not like a fucking gay couple. We're like a couple who doesn't fuck anymore. That's the problem.
Hey,
we're
like
that's the problem.
We're like a married.
Never fucking anymore. That's the problem. All right, I'm just tired of being.
Hey, bro.
No.
Bro,
I fuck her. I fuck her. I make love to you.
Make love to you. That's the best. That's the best one.
We gotta wrap this up, man.
So make sure you guys out Frank Rodriguez, Frank M. Rodriguez. Make sure you check out his YouTube. We're going to post all the links on woobro.podbean.com. If you guys send us in an old school pick, make sure you guys send that to woobro@navyscience.com. Guys, the new operating system on iPhone, you can now subscribe to the podcast from your iPhone. You no longer have to make that excuse. I have personal friends of mine who go, I have to wait till I get home. I never remember when I get home.
Listen to
you don't
it
have to do that.
Account.
So now you could subscribe to it from your iPhone, and you could write a post a review from your iPhone. So make sure you guys do that. Just download the podcast app and make sure you guys do that. Make sure you guys check that out. Write a review. Follow Frank on Twitter. Graceful Savage. And make sure you guys tell your friends about it, because that's how winning is done.
Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro? With Nary Sines and Mike Mercadal. Be sure to check out Mike Mercadal headlining at Zookies 2, the comedy stop in Naples, October 13th. It's a Saturday. Featuring for him will be guest of the show, Scott Linter. Be sure to check everything out on Twitter, @MikeMercadal, and be sure to follow @NaryScience for all future stand-up comedy dates. Thank you for listening. Goodbye!